What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricane Football Barbershop Talk. Main man, Larry, here with a couple of my guys, man. Got one more supposed to be pulling up. He's often tardy, you know, to the party, but he was the main one, said we had to all do this together. That's why we're a little bit late putting this out. Had my old lady celebrate her birthday. So you know how they get, threw my whole rhythm off, wouldn't let me get the recording like I was supposed to. So I had to push it back. So here we are now, man. You know how they get, act like they, you know, 10 years old, because it's my birthday. Child, please. You as old as hell and don't nobody give a shit.
Hey, bro, we all felt that when you sent this shit.
Hey, I know. That's why I told the group chat. I was like, everybody going to feel me on this shit. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. Anyways, man, it's your boy Larry on here. He did pull up just in the nick of time, man. Got my main man here, Turnpike Measy. Please say the Turnpike. Say what's up to the people.
Please say the Turnpike. What it do, people? Another episode, 26 Degrees. Coming off a victorious, lovely Sunday evening, man. Canes 1-0. Ranked number 5 in the country. 5 in the country. Let's get it. Hey, Larry, what you said 2 weeks ago? See you in the playoffs.
Bitch.
Yes, sir.
See you in the playoffs, bitch.
Yes, sir. We got the real
I'm proclaiming it. I ain't with all that scared shit this year. It ain't no reason to be scared.
No, it ain't no reason.
If we can beat them, who can't we beat on this schedule?
Hey, and they lucky that score wasn't worse than what it showed now.
We going to get into it. We going to get into it.
We got the real field general X in the building. What'd he do?
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, y'all, don't pay attention to Turnpike. Turnpike, his tone wasn't the same last week, man. Them boys was acting wasn't going to be in the building. I'm like, man, we kicking Notre Dame ass. We did just that. Like he say, we 1-0, man. And what Le'Veon say, see y'all in the playoffs. Notre Dame obviously think they going to the playoffs. They feel like, I don't know what to think. You know what I'm saying? Because they saying, oh, it was just week one. Then we'll see y'all in South Bend next year. We'll see y'all in the playoffs. I'm like,
you ain't gonna see us in South Bend next year. That's real. And we pulling up. That's one of my homeboy's biggest dreams is to go to Notre Dame game. So I'm going to start putting my little pennies together right now for that one. That's nothing. Yeah, we'll be there. I can't wait to come to South Bend, man. And get the fuck out of South Bend, man. I'm not going to. Let me tell you what's going to happen when I go to South Bend. I ain't seeing shit. I'm going to the game. I'm getting the fuck out of South Bend, Indiana. There's nothing in South Bend, Indiana for me. Anyway, we got our main man, D-Rob, in the building as well. D-Rob, say what's up.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Like you said, hey, man, it's glorious, man. We 1-0. I was very impressed with the team. I'm a little excited, man. I'm starting to get a little excited. I'm trying to wait to after the Florida game, but man, they about to take me. I'm about to tell some lies in a second, but
yeah, they
about
to the truth. That's yeah. The beauty of it. Ain't no need to lie.
Yeah, man. So like I said, man. I'm happy. Today, man. Say it again.
You got a special shout out today, man. I know a friend of yours, big Notre Dame fan, man.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my dog, big homie. Doing all that. But he done changed his tune. So, you know, my boy done gave his life. He that boy wanted to come home. That boy made that phone call. I was like, hey, man, look, I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Shout out to big homie. Big homie's a hell of an entertainer, man.
Big homie, that's my dog, man.
I pull up in his face, everyone. He's one of the only spaces I will actually chill out in because he's a funny ass dude, man.
I took
the Notre Dame trolling shit in the spirit in which it was intended. I really felt like he was using it as a motivational tool and had a good time with it. You won't get as old as we are and just switch teams and shit.
Yeah,
you got a couple bitch ass niggas, man, that will switch teams. Yeah. 36 years old and shit. It's crazy as hell to me, but
yeah, but my guy, he was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna take a red shirt year this year, man. He was like, I don't know how we gonna look. But he said 2026, man, we gonna be up.
I'm back.
Yeah, nah, hey, my boy, man, that thing look good out there.
Hey, did it, man. So anyway, let's get right into it, man. We're gonna just kind of run through the game. I know y'all done heard a lot about it at this point. Gonna kind of give y'all our perspective on it, and then just get a little bit of a brief look ahead to the game this upcoming weekend. It's actually on my birthday, matter of fact. I was thinking about pulling up, but I got work the next day, so we look forward to the Bethune-Cookman game, which I will pull up, but they're playing it down 7 o'clock. Ain't no damn, listen, Bethune-Cookman don't get no prime time, man. What's wrong with y'all? That supposed to be a noon kickoff. I supposed to be in a slide down to Miami, catch a little game, and bring my motherfucking ass home by dinner time. That really was what I was thinking. But y'all threw a monkey wrench in it with that one, man.
But I think the reason why they did it, because I guess the last time, I guess Bethune, man, they had a lot of people passing out and all that. So there was, I guess they probably showed a little sympathy. So, you know, we're gonna make it a night game prime time.
Yeah, well,
you know how they go.
They got wrong colors. They let everybody go.
Yep.
There won't be no mercy. That's all the mercy y'all gonna receive. It's gonna be a little bit cooler that evening. That's it. That's all we can do for you. After that, we put the fourth string on you. And we still trying to run it up real big, real big. So we get back to the game, man. Miami, you know, pulled it off pretty close game. I think, you know, we all gave our predictions. Everybody predicted Miami win. I think our attitudes kind of reflected the way that game went more to me than the actual score ultimately turned out to be 27-24. I got to be live in attendance for that one. X was live in attendance for that one as well. I guess my overall feel was.
Hey, Larry, tell the people how the energy was in the stadium.
Yeah, okay. The stadium, man, I was up in the nosebleeds for the smooth $250. Kiss my ass, Miami, for that bullshit. Y'all wrong as hell.
That's ridiculous, bro.
That's how Florida looking too. Florida, the same thing, bro. I've never sat that deep at any game. I've never sat that far back in any game. Because usually I won't even pull up if I can't get something, you know, that I really want to want to see that. But
and there was people on top of you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I was like, I got to go though. Just because this is an experience that we won't get often with it being Notre Dame. It was packed out, man. The crowd did a good job. Y'all can see it on TV. The crowd did a good job of wearing the orange. You know, so it was good compliance as far as that went. Energy, especially on third downs, was really live. You know, you saw a lot of energy. I give the Irish a little credit. They showed up, like me and X were talking about pre-show. Now, you're not going to see them in the parking lot. They're not going to be in the tailgate. They're not going to pull up with them real ones like that.
Man, that's Miami down there. They ain't going to that.
Yeah, they ain't hanging out. Hey, they do it just like I'm going to do when I go to South Bend, Indiana. I'm in and out. It's a business trip. I'm not here to socialize. I'm here to support my team. And I'm getting the hell out of here. Them people couldn't wait to get out of Miami. But they were in there. You get them, you know, they little chance here and there. But that crowd was absolutely, make no mistake about it. Like I said, you can see it on television. And I could just see it looking around. My section where I was at was probably the largest Notre Dame contingency, was kind of to the left of me. And they had a nice little section. It looked like mostly young people or whatever over there. And they kind of band together and came together. But that stadium was still, I'm gonna go a strong 87% Miami. We showed up. We made noise. Third downs were, you know, very loud. I don't know if we reached 2017, but you know, 2017 we had them turnovers. We had a turnover chain. It was a lot of big flip of momentum moments in that game. I think
that last game. I don't think I'm about to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I think in that last game too, we weren't necessarily expected to win. I think a lot of Miami fans expected to win this game.
Maybe. I don't know.
We
still got a little PTSD. We getting better. We getting better and better. And, I mean, I can't blame us because you know, last year 10-2, and the two L's was like, why these L's? You know, these ain't the L's, man. Like Georgia Tech, Syracuse, like those were the L's you want to take. We're better than both of those teams. We had no business losing to those teams. So I get some of that. But Mario does good in these type of performances. So it was really less reason to fear that, but I get where some people wouldn't. Credit to them to, you know, staying in the game and fighting back. But I felt like we had a pretty good, strong grasp on that game, man, on both sides of the ball. And I think it started in the trenches. I know we were told Notre Dame was 8 deep at defensive tackle. Turns out that was a lie. And if they did, all 8 of them got their ass washed out. I don't know who all 8 were. But it was kind of as I predicted, you know, in certain ways. They are a little small up front. I think they're very athletic, but I think with our offensive line, we're going to be very problematic for every team we got to roll up against. And probably our next big test will be Florida, who's, you know, they got some decent size along that front.
And that's supposed to be our biggest test for the line of scrimmage.
Truth be told, I still think they probably will be the biggest test this year. They getting ahead of myself, but I getting too far ahead of myself. Florida is a more worrisome game to me than Notre Dame was, and I wouldn't call myself worried. I just think they got better trenches than I think Notre Dame does. But we'll see when we get there. But just overall, I felt like a pretty dominating performance. Outside of, you know, a busted coverage and. You know, I don't know. Everything outside of that, I felt like we pretty much controlled the game. What you got, D-Rob?
Yeah, so same thing, man. I think it was a great performance. The defense, everybody performed they performed a little bit better than I expected. The defense was phenomenal. The DBs was excellent. I saw that in crunch time, Fitzgerald and Poyser was the safeties. So I guess that Fitzgerald is doing things. He's doing some very great things for the coaches to trust him to put him in those positions where it's like less than a minute left in the game, and he's one of the safeties along with Poyser. Like I said, the only mistake that was made really was the Torre when he, instead of keeping his man, he tried to double up on Jeremiah Love, which I don't know why he didn't need to do that, which led to that long pass. Offensively, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of was a little frustrated at the end because I wanted them to go. When Bane got that pick, I wanted them to go for the jugular. I was like, please, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, go deep, do something. You'll get a call because, man, they was pulling, grabbing, holding, like all game. Yeah. Number 6 is supposed to be this all American, this and this. Man, that boy was getting abused. Yeah. He was getting abused out there. Malachi Toney was abusing that cornerback at the slot. It was so bad. They had to put Leonard Moore on him, which I will say, number 15, Leonard Moore is a damn good cornerback. That guy's a really good cornerback. But man, like I was so impressed. Marty Brown, North Dakota State. Man, look, I like that kid. I like how he runs. The legs don't stop moving. He's good out of the backfield.
Hey, that boy run hard right there, man.
Yeah, next year, I mean, granted, it's still going to be a rotation, but I can see him getting a much bigger role next year, a way much bigger role next year. Because I think if it wasn't for Lyle, man, I wouldn't have been mad if Marty Brown was the starter. I wouldn't have been mad because I like the way he runs, man. And he's disciplined. He's disciplined. When he get ready to hit that hole, you see he tuck that ball in, you know what I'm saying, immediately. And then Fletcher was doing the same thing. Yeah, and then Fletcher was doing the same thing. I noticed that Fletcher was noticing once he started to get hit, but he was covering that ball up because he already know we don't need no fumbling, but excellent. The only thing, man, just get the tight ends involved. Like Lofton was open a few times. So that's the only thing. That's my only thing.
Yeah. Real quick, X, you might have a little info on that. Jordan Lyle, he started the game. I want to say he took the first snap, pretty sure.
Yeah, no,
he played a lot early. Did he? I assume he got a little nicked up.
Yeah, his ankle.
They retaped it.
He got his ankle twisted up. went out, got, came back in, then it happened again. They taped it up again, and he just couldn't go anymore. So
was it that play? Was it that play? Ballman missed the block.
I'm not sure which play it was.
Yeah, you know, the running game was, I think, you know, it's kind of some of the complaints that people have from last year. And I just like, well, you got to understand, I think we're trying to find identity. And I think part of this identity is going to be just a power run game off tackle. And from a strategic standpoint, it's hard for these coaches to get away from a solid 4 to 6 yards of carry. I know we want those explosive bounce outside plays. And I'm with you. I 100% want to see, you know, some of these guys, you know, catch the edge and get loose and boogie on down the field. But you can do it from up the gut, too. Now, this opponent we're facing is one of the better defensive teams in the country. So I understand that strategy, too, of let's just lean on them and run straight out. They're athletic enough that I don't think we want to waste a lot of time running, you know, east and west. Like, let's just get north to south. Let's try to bully up front. We knew we had the size advantage in the trenches. So, you know, I understood that. I know some people thought some of the play calling was a tad conservative down the stretch. You know, on that last possession, I thought it was conservative in the right way. Because I, you know, it was time to put the game away. They gained a little momentum, you know, through few calls. You know, we didn't love.
They tied the game.
And then you said something.
I said they tied the game.
I can't hear you.
I said they tied the game.
And then, you know, it got to the point where it was like, well, we're just going to trust the kicker to go ahead and put this game away, knowing that they had no timeouts. And we was able to effectively run the football. And we took a shot. Took a shot with Keelan Marion, which would probably have been a touchdown. If that guy don't make that PI, which was smart on his behalf.
What I was trying to say was Dawson scripted, you know what I'm saying, about 20-25 plays, and it worked. So he just said, let me just stick to this because it's working. It's not like I need to go deep into the book. And yeah, I get it. The basic run plays, they, you know, you get frustrated because he's like, man, we could do other stuff, but he like, listen. Mario and them say, I rewatched the game, and you could hear the announcers even saying it, like, listen, Mario and them is displaying the All-Americans on the right side.
Right.
Francis and Cooper. Run the ball to Francis and Cooper's side. Guess what? Those boys trying to go to the lead, and it was displayed. So it's like, they, you know, they get comfortable with doing certain things, but when it works, it works. You know what I'm saying? They say don't change it or switch it up when it's working. So.
And keep in mind, this game one, your quarterback wasn't there in the spring, right? So he don't have all his timing kinks worked out with the receivers and everything just yet. You know, even on that amazing catch, right, early in the game, he throws this amazing catch. I'm in the game. He throws it. I go, what the fuck? And then CJ Daniels comes up with, hell, Dime Life already made the T-shirt already. This amazing one-hand catch that put us up right before the half, that if he don't catch that, that's an interception. So, you know, it's some of these little things that got to get worked out. So, in football, there's a time for, you know, to be conservative and a time to be aggressive.
Were y'all surprised they put the trust in that kicker at the end of the game?
Because
his field goal percentage was like, but what? He didn't have that good.
It was trash the year before.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I wasn't surprised at all. Like when the game, you know, for media, they give us the card with all the players who are gonna start and stuff like that. All week, you know, I kept hearing, okay, he's gonna be the kicker. And I'm like, well, I just don't want it to come down to that, you know what I'm saying? And the first kick he's finna attempt. We bobble with that right there alone had me say, man, don't put this motherfucker back in the game at all. And he didn't even kick it, but I'm like, just don't do it. But knowing Mario, I said, yeah, man, he's going to go down there and play for this field goal. You know, he just trusts his defense. Even if he misses it, he would rather not turn the ball over and give the team momentum.
Right. It would have gave him pretty good position, but I wasn't really worried about him. I mean, he made the earlier kick. The first one got, you know, a botched fumble, a botched snap, excuse me. And that probably had a lot to do with the fact that it was still coming down rain a little bit.
That was wet.
Yeah, when I watched it on TV, yesterday. Yeah, the ball comes through and he just kind of slipped through his hands a little bit and he couldn't quite plan it, you know, and that play got blown up. But then when he got his other chance to kick, I mean, he got a boot. That ball flew. And I watched the press conference and he said, Carter Davis said, you know, I'm not trying to, like, you know, basically shit on my old team, but it's a lot of little things that go into kicking that make the difference. Wherein the snap is better here, the hole is better here, and it gives him a better opportunity to just do what he do. Yeah, I think, you know, most of these people, it's mostly mental for these kickers. But there can be some mechanical things that could just throw it off by just a smidge. It's so – kicking is so much about repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
Hey, I want to ask y'all all the questions, right?
Really? So,
throughout the whole game, give me the one player on defense. We're going to speak specifically on defense, but the defense didn't – the one player on defense stood out.
Besides Bane?
Yeah, I mean, Bane the easy answer.
Yeah, besides Bane, I'll say Blade.
Just Blade, okay.
Blade was blowing shit up all night.
I'm going to tell you who stood out. Lightfoot. That boy was quick when he got an opportunity. That boy was quick out there, man. That boy was quick out there.
Yeah. Whose hot take was he gonna lead the team in sacks now? I got a feeling about the kid. I would say you say most surprised.
That's somebody music in the background. There you go.
Yeah, Maul back there leaning, listen to a lean with it.
Yeah.
Rock with it. Get out of that old
That boy is in Georgia.
Listen to stat rap.
That boy is in Georgia.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That little one tablet, man. But let me just jump in real quick. For me, Torrey, man, seeing physicality and aggression from linebackers, you had the one bust, but outside of that, seeing linebackers hit, like, I missed that, man. I ain't seen that for a few years, man.
Yeah, and, you know, in that same vein, I guess I might name somebody that I've been kind of pulling for and kind of waiting on in the same room. I'll go Popo, man. Popo really showed that he belonged. You know, he's a big guy. He's a guy that, you know, I've kind of been waiting for a few years to see if he could really step it up. Like, I didn't like us bringing in a Motore. I was hoping Popo could just take that job. He didn't just take it. However, he played meaningful snaps, and he was impactful. When he got his opportunities, he was out there. He did his thing. You know, they threw it to Love, like on a little out, on a little flats, you know, threw it out there. And Popo was all over that, man. I feel like that room was a room that I was really confident in last year that I don't think they played poorly. It just wasn't as impactful as I was hoping. And I think this year I got that much more hope that linebacker room in general is going to be something to deal with all year long.
I mean, just looking at the game, man, the three guys who I said was going to be the starters, Popo, Torrey, and Wesley, they all played good Sunday. Ma, I'm with you. That Torrey, man, that motherfucker come. When he come and hit you, he come with some aggression.
Bro, he popped the fuck out the quarterback on one play where the ball low key came out a little bit, like took him off his feet.
Yeah. It was a fumble.
Popo lit his ass up too one time, too, now.
Man, but the one player that stood out the most to me, man, I feel like I'm talking about it, is Deontre Scott.
Oh, man.
He didn't give up a catch.
So fucking good Sunday. I was like, man, like this guy's on every play that comes his
That's
way.
Facts. That's a good one, Ed.
He tackling. He got receivers, can't catch. I'm like,
and it's the thing.
His closing speed too, man.
Bro, that's a great one. I'm glad you called him out too, because this is probably the most impressive stat from him for the night. Defense played 60 snaps. Keontae Scott played 59.
Yeah.
He only came off of one play, and Isaiah Taylor played that one snap where he didn't play. I know if you blink, you missed that one. But, yeah, I didn't see it. I just got the snap count. I ain't going to sit here and cap like I was like, oh, that's Isaiah Taylor. Yeah, that's actually a great, great call there, man. Very impressed with him. You know, just from nothing else, just that amount of snaps, like that showed the amount of trust, conditioning, and athleticism he had. Because, you know, most of the other spots, there was a pretty decent rotation. Like, you know, the cornerbacks.
I didn't think they was going to play that deep. Man, like,
we went four deep, you know, at corner. Xavier had 38 snaps, OJ had 34 snaps, Ethan O'Connor had 31, and Damari Brown also looked really good out there. Damari Brown,
man, the way he closed on that little quick pass on that screen, come on, man. Bro.
Come on, man. He took the shot from Jeremiah Love, like basically to the midsection. He ain't even flinch. He's like, oh, that shit, they was soft. And Jeremiah Love went down. He was nodding his head like, yeah, football.
Damari, a big boy.
Yes, man. A lot of people want to move him to safety, but I'm like, I don't know. He looks like he's comfortable playing corner. And if you can get a big corner like that, you know, why fix it if it ain't broke? You know, if he's got a home there and the top four corners that we were hoping were going to play, played and played in great rotation, allowing them to keep fresh legs, that just says a lot for what we could do throughout this season. You know, a guy we brought in like Charles Brandon didn't even see the field. You know, Brantley never got a snap. You know, it's early, but that's still a statement to who they trust in a game where it was very important that, you know, you had trustworthy people out there because you're playing a quality opponent game one. You know,
for the most part, like, they wanted some real physical guys out there because they knew the game was going to be physical. You know what I'm saying? Not that, but he's a lot smaller than the other four. So it's like, all right, let's get some big guys. Let's get our big guys out there because Love coming around that corner, you know, we're going to need somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or the tight ends or them O-line pulling. So I think that's what it was. I think it was just let's keep it physical.
Right. Yeah, like, I remember with Takori Couch, that, you know, his junior year.
Right. Just didn't work.
His junior year, he was a liability in that respect in the run game. People would run at him, like, just go at 23. He's a smaller dude, you know, and he couldn't tackle that well at that point. Now, he got a lot better his senior year. It still ended up being ultimately somewhat of a liability to him, a limit to what he could be, but he definitely improved. He got his strength together. He got better, but, yeah, that I totally understand that strategy, you know, especially, again, this game one. And this is somebody – this ain't – you know, we didn't play Long Island Iced Tea University. you know, we played Notre Dame, team that, you know, like I said, playoff team, a perennial 10-win team over the last probably decade.
Don't leave out the super elite. They elite.
Absolutely. That we was told, super elite defense. And just like I said in the chat, the offense, elite earth. And we ain't pulling nothing out of the hat yet. And you know why I believe this offense will truly be elite throughout this entire year? It's going to get, it's going to get back down in the trenches, man. Our O-line is so disrespected in the media. It's laughable.
I don't know why they do that. Because it came to the point, some people saying Notre Dame don't have NFL D tackles. I'm like, bro, give the O-line credit where it's due, bro.
they don't want to.
If they ate deep, I mean.
Right.
They just, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's you know what it is? We don't have that traditional tag of having like that O-line. You think O-line, usually think Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, you know, the Midwest schools. So
yeah, Miami, you know, they looking at it like, yeah, like you say, Miami not usually loading up the NFL with offensive linemen. They ain't you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, that's Miami, yeah, hey, we not taking them serious. Although fucking head coach is an O-lineman himself. I'm like, well, why would y'all take the
damn? Right.
That's crazy.
And they living in the past. You know, the thing that accused us of so much, man, I want to salute all of my Canes fans. You know, I tweeted earlier and I got a lot of, you know, amens on that because that's true. I've never heard a Miami fan say we back. I've never heard this shit.
Yeah, nah, we never saying that. That's
media shit. So for that living in the past narrative, I really don't think that applies to the vast majority of us. I think we living in the present. And presently, Miami should have a lot more respect in the old line, all things considered. You look at our line last year. You look at our line since Mario Cristobal has been there. Honestly, his first year was troublesome.
Yeah.
But what Mirabal said, I cut my arms and legs off. I let this old line be a weakness of this team. And he stood on that shit. And it ain't.
No, he did stand on that shit, bro.
Was almost one of the best lines in the nation that year. That's when we had Matt Lee in them.
Yeah, right. Second year, it was right. First year, not even horrible. Just not what you want to see. Second year, like night and day. And they ain't look back.
And besides Maui Goa, we don't even have like the highly talented, like, it's not like Notre Dame right. Michigan where all your old linemen is four, five stars. Oh, right. We got 1 5-stars, and I think everybody else was like a 3-star who started in.
Absolutely. Well, you got Markel Bell, transfer. Right. Maui Noah was a 5-star.
Cooper was a 3-star, low 3-star. Brockemeyer,
transfer. Corey was a 4. Was a high 3-star.
He won a 4 composite? Okay.
Who?
Bro, Brockemeyer was a 4-star.
McCoy was a
3-star.
McCoy was
you're
a 3-star.
Right. He was a 3. You're right.
Yeah, McCoy was a 3. But, hey, man. Pancake, man. I probably spoke on a bridge.
Yeah.
I was impressed. Yeah, man, played what? 6 snaps. Yeah.
6 snaps for
and he was at guard, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He played a good bit of left guard. No, right guard.
He played left guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, he was next to Bell. But I was very impressed, man. I was very impressed with what he did. Beside that bogus holding call they had on him. Yeah, like other than that.
Holding call. That wasn't
even that was a bad call.
Yeah, that was a terrible call. But I love what he did. It done clicked. So I know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
You know, and Ryan Rodriguez played like 4 snaps, so he got out there spelled for a little bit, but for the most part, the you know, all those guys rotated a little bit at right guard, left guard. Outside of that, you know, it was all the starters: Bell, Mawanoa, Brockemeyer, and Cooper. And then they rotated a little bit with McCoy. McCoy played 40. Matt McCoy played 40. Samson 26, and Ryan Rodriguez 4. And all very capable, you know. In all honesty, I think Okunlola showed he could start. I don't think there's a doubt in anybody's mind. I think he'd be starting in a lot of places around the country. Coach said, you know, credit to him for sticking it out, you know, for hanging in there and waiting his turn. He already graduated. This is a real bright young man. He could have took off, but he believed in something they're doing over there.
He's already graduated. He's graduated already.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, he could be gone. Take a look in the wide receiver room a little bit. That's probably the quietest, you know, we ain't spoke on them very much. Obviously, Malachi Toney came out, man. What a coming out party. We heard all the talk. It reminded me of Cam Ward talk.
Jesus.
Hey,
bro, there's no way watching the game. I had Florida fans calling me. They was like, bro, he's 17.
Right.
I was like, bro, there's no way in hell. Even at punt return, the way he was even catching the ball, bro, I was like, bro, like, what the fuck?
Anybody who knows me and following this show or just know me talk football, my scariest play on the planet is punt return. I never want to see no freshman that day. Never. But it did not take me long at all to not worry about 10. I said, This is a young man. This ain't insane. Mario's not going to put no freshman back there at punt return unless he truly has earned trust.
Right, yeah. Only thing, he let the ball go. He caught the ball in the 5-yard line. Should have let it bounce in the end zone, but that's the way he even caught it, though. Like,
hey, I'm glad he caught it and he didn't drop it. So, hey, I'm right with that. But I don't know. Oh, y'all probably, I don't know if y'all watched the the post game after on ACC Network. One of the announcers say, "Man, that kid is supposed to be getting ready for his senior year. Like he's supposed to be at his first day of school." It was like him doing what he did to that guy, and they had to switch how they had to switch. It was like, man, we're very impressed. It was like he's only going to get faster. Granted, he ain't as fast, you know, meant because he's a freshman. But it was like once he get a little fast to get it, man, he's going to be hard to stop.
Bro, that speed can be overrated at times because he gets separation. Right. You know what I mean? He gets
route
separation.
Running is much bigger than speed. There's so many people that can't.
Boy, that, oh, my.
Bro, y'all saw how he came back for the ball, man, when first, Beck did that.
That first route he did, Measy. Oh, my gosh. I said, bro. Boy.
Again,
he put old boy in a blender.
I remember it was just like when I watched Duke play his first year, Duke Johnson. When Malachi caught that touchdown, I just went fool up, man. I'm in the stadium. That's my baby boy.
Bro, right I now. Was running around the house when he caught that touchdown pass. I was like, that's Tony. I was like, that can't be Tony.
Hey, listen, that's my little baby boy, man.
So I'm gonna tell y'all the little story. I don't know if I told this story before, so you know. Maybe Rob know the old boy is the original AB. Original AB down here. Yeah. Fastest in the business I ever put my eyes. He the one who beat
Devin Hester. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So his daddy, a funny dude. His daddy was like, man, I see what my son doing at UM, man, but he could have did that at Ohio State. Ohio State got all the great rivalry. And he made sense because he was like, you go to Miami and you instantly become the star. He said, right. But if you'd have went to Ohio State, you wouldn't have been a star. You'd have had to work a little harder for it. You know what I'm saying? And it made sense, but I laughed at it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, after the game, man, his daddy was like, emotional. He like, man, that's his boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My son, you know, he out here doing.
Hey, Pop might be wrong, bro. He might have started Ohio State because that little fella cut it up, man. Like, I know our slot ain't necessarily, you know, a strength of the team this year. However, we went against one of the better secondaries that in the nation. You know, you look around the nation, it's not going to be a lot of secondaries much better than Notre Dame. They're in that top five conversation.
Bro, he could start anywhere, bro.
I really feel like,
yeah,
with that type of work ethic, you know, that type of they got to put them out the building, first one in, last one out at that age. And that goes to show you it ain't the speed, it ain't some incredible size. You know, he's what, 188 pounds, I think they say. That's probably pushing it.
He got that in his blood, man. His daddy was like that, but his daddy was faster, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
He's probably the better football player because he was born for this. You know what I'm saying? He was born. Right.
I'm gonna say this too. When he took over at quarterback for Heritage last year, led them to the state, won a state, his football IQ to sit there and do that, your IQ has to be on a high level to go from wideout playing quarterback, lead your team to the state.
He been a quarterback. Yeah.
His IQ was just off the charts.
That was like what a family decision, like just looking at his stature, like, yeah, hey, your future gonna be at wide out.
Yeah, you're not gonna grow into a quarterback, so play receiver, you know what I'm saying? And he just knew how to do that, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, he played quarterback in Little League,
yeah, and you know, but he looked, but you know, it's so funny, right? You call it easy when he played quarterback, he looked like quarterback, they didn't just put him back there like a wildcat quarterback,
right? He was throwing the ball around,
yeah, it's the quarterback, yeah, he. That boy had like a 70% completion rate that day. He was back there relaxed. He looked like Brady back then, man.
Yeah, he was relaxed, making the right throws.
He made his name, man. CJ Daniels, obviously, you know, woke up the world. Again, this was a guy that we heard, you know, all through. Heck said it. Remember, he was a little, I don't know. You know, is this guy that? And then he came back to the office. He said, hey, man, hey, we're going to be all right. CJ Daniels is he's something else. And you know, I'd heard the whispers from other outlets and stuff that, hey, CJ's it. You know, shout out D-Money and them boys, Peter over there at Kane Insight. They were saying it. Abby and Dave were saying it. Like, hey, we probably got some pretty good one with CJ Daniels. And like I said, he made his name out there.
Hey, you see when Mark, they asked Mario about him. He said, man, I was chasing him for 2 years.
He's like, he's like Bigfoot.
Yeah, man.
Bigfoot. I seen him.
But hey, we got him at the right time because we didn't need him last year. We got him at the right time, though.
That's fact.
Well, don't say that. We couldn't use him.
Because we brought in a guy that, you know, shout out Savannah. Shout out my boy Sam. You should have came back one more year, brother. I don't even think he's on the roster right now. Sammy Brown. I don't think he made a roster. I can't believe he left. I really thought he had an opportunity to really come back and really solidify his position.
Your boy Horton got to be sick, too.
We ain't going to talk about Horton. He got to be sick, bro.
One target. 6 yards. He got it now. Yeah. Hey, all props due. You left the wrong situation, brother. You fell.
Hey, but I don't want to get too off topic, but that other transfer wide receiver from Washington that they had, Bernard, whoever he was, boy, he was getting called to state that work, boy.
Yeah, that was Horton in play. You still good to fight that young homie, hey, but it is what it is.
In a row, we lose a receiver that should be our wide receiver one each year, and they both go to schools and do nothing.
Hey, shout out to Kevin Beard too, man. Yeah.
KB.
Shout out to Kevin Beard.
Hey, we got to come to the altar a little bit too, though. Now you told me Keelan Marion, he ain't even supposed to be out there. Gotta give him a little love.
I'm coming.
He did decent.
I ain't gonna give him.
Hey, X, you know what's funny about what Larian just said, bro? I'm watching the game, bro, right? I'm like, this can't be the Marion. X was fucking talking about, bro.
I swear to God, bro.
I swear to God, even that play where he got that pass interference, I'm like, bro, that's six.
That's six.
My boy coming out them braids. My boy's playing hard as fuck. I was like, it can't be
that. And then up, and they probably got about 2.5 minutes with Rob.
I'm by my head, man. You did. Hey.
He started. He started the game.
He played the second most snaps. 55 snaps.
He got. Well, I thought he was gone.
And then another, I guess, kind of two more surprises, I guess.
Oh, X, hold up. X, you talking about that kick return?
Yeah.
Hey, he almost got up out of there, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, he almost got up out of there, bro.
I said, we got it.
they just caught him, bro. I was like,
That was his only kick return, too. He had 1 for 34 yards.
And that was in the end zone, right? Didn't he pull out the end zone?
He pulled it out of the end zone. I said,
he was at the goal line. Yep. And he went out to the 32-yard line.
And, he said, man. He said, fuck what X talking about. I'm about to take this shit out.
I'm going to show you. I'm supposed to be here. Hey, we would be proved wrong.
I was just about to say that, bro.
I'd love for any player on the Miami Hurricane to make me come to the altar, bow my head, and confess. I love it. That makes me happy. Then you prove me wrong. Josh Moore. They played a decent amount.
Josh Moore was the first play out there. I was looking at Josh Moore. I'm like, Josh Moore out there.
Yeah, 13 snaps for him. JoJo only got 9. Some people panicking. Was he hurt? Blah, blah, blah. No, I just think ebb and flow of the game. We took a shot on JoJo. I thought he got a little tangled up a little bit. Maybe
we took two shots. We took two shots with him.
Yep. You know, I'm going to say this, too, for the wide receivers, man. Underrated. You know, we ain't seen this since Ron Dugan's left. Great blocking by the wide receivers out there, man. It's underrated because that really does spring a lot of plays, for our running backs, top-notch. So when JoJo did get his plays out there, even when we weren't going at him, he did a hell of a job blocking, man. Every wide receiver I thought did look excellent out there. Excellent. Let's see. Let's get into the last thing I think about the Notre Dame game. Some thoughts on the conservative quote unquote play call towards the end. What's y'all thoughts on that, just in general?
I mean, I ain't like it at all, to be honest, bro. I mean, so we made the field goal, but you're putting a lot of, like I said, him making the kick, it can go either way. We don't have Borgalis. If it was Borgalis, whatever. But, I mean, when Notre Dame ties the game, just go for the kill shot. But then if we go for the kill shot or turnover, something happens, then we could be talking about something else. You know what I mean? But we went, like, I think the last three drives, before that last one, we didn't even get a first down.
Yeah, I think we had three and outs.
Yeah, and I think some of that is because of Beck, his first game, he didn't play spring. So
right.
Just try to win the game when you can, bro.
I had a little more issue right around there with those three and outs.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily with the conservative play calling. It was just the pass versus rush calls at times. I thought there were times like where we went for the run, and I definitely was like, why we didn't pass there? And we went for the pass, and I thought we should have ran. That was probably my only criticism a little bit late on that last drive when we got it back. You know, I'm there, and I had no fear. I felt like we was going to move that ball just the way we wanted to. They didn't have any timeouts left, and I felt like, all right, we're about to – ISIS game. And yeah, I would have felt better. I'm giving me knowing it was Andy, because we know Andy. Mm-hmm. We know this guy. So I was like, I don't know. So when he actually kicked it, I'm in the place. I actually was looking down. I don't like looking at kickers kick because it just hurt too much. So I was legit. When he lined it up to kick it, I was looking at my feet. I said, my old lady said, what you doing? I said, I hate kickers. I hate kickers. I hate to leave it
because he curled it in at the end.
It was a pretty straight line shot, but it was good for a while. Like, it was a 48 yard. That was a pretty long kick.
And he could have made it from 55. Yeah, I was about to say.
I think it was good for 60. Which guy do you rock?
So like I said, at first I was like, yo, what is Dawson doing? Like, man, go for the kill. But then I thought about it, make them lose their timeouts. We're doing okay. You know what I'm saying? So I get why they did it. So I wasn't too upset. You know what I'm saying? Because it all ended up working out at the end. So, yeah, man, just.
And we did get the kill. That's something that people got. Yeah. We did. And we got that P.I.
Yeah.
You know, I
don't think that was Dawson, though, at the end. I think that's Mario, like, just. I really think that was Mario, like.
You'll never know, bro. We'll never know.
And honestly, I say it's Mari because we've seen this before. Like,
but it's the right call.
It's the right call. It's the right call.
It is. It is.
But I do feel like that was Mario, though.
If they have a couple of timeouts, then I might feel a little different. But with no timeouts, yeah, I'm just gonna lean on them. We bothered those guys. Look, that's the thing that's a little bit, you know, lost in some of this when people talk about conservative. And when I heard the TV version, I heard him say, you know, we're going a little conservative. Jeremiah Love averaged 3.3 yards a game, a rush. 10 rushes, 3.3 yards. I was in the stadium, right? And he had that one little play that he cut to the outside a little bit. And it wasn't even a huge play. We knocked him out of bounds. And they was on outside of the field. And they called it back. And I said, he ain't that good. He ain't that good, right? And it was a Notre Dame fan walking up the steps. And he thought I was, like, talking directly to him. And he said, yes, he is. I said, I beg to differ. That goddamn score.
But, bro, they give him, like, on his average, even he gets 10, 11 carries a game. So something don't add up with that, though.
Because they rotate a lot. But I'm like, so, okay, cool. So what is the hype?
Right.
I don't get it. He hurdles. He's a hell of a hurdler.
Yeah.
But I'm like, a running back?
On sport.
Yeah. I'm like, he's not that good. And the reason I said that was because I was jokingly saying the only reason he sprung that run was because of the hole. And so the dude was messing with me a little bit. And he said, what y'all got? I said, shit, 21 points right now.
Yeah,
I take your high hurdle. You take your high hurdle. I take my 21 point. And then a little later on, that's when Ruben Bay caught that interception. damn near ran that bitch back. I stood up and looked behind him. I said, now that number four right there. Woo!
Hey, let's get Bane his flowers. Let's get Bane his flowers while you just talking about Bane, bro. Hey, that dude was an and Mezzador, but Bane was an absolute animal.
Special.
Bane, bro. Come on now, bro. As advertised, bro.
Here's the thing. Go look at your mock drafts. This ain't Kane's hype. This is not have nothing to do with Miami Hurricanes fans. Go look at your mock drafts.
Top 10.
You're not going to find many drafts where Ruben Bane is in top 10. I saw one where he was number two to the Cleveland Browns. Just today, matter of fact. You know, booking him, I guess, with Myles Garrett.
They got one where he's number one now.
Yeah. So, all you haters, Kip, it's not have nothing to do with homerism. Not us speaking. This is national media. People that get paid that don't got shit to do with Miami. That's saying, I don't know. This number four for Miami is kind of, he's something different, man. He's not a prototype. You know, he's a little bit undersized for what you would call, you know, a stereotypical, you know, defensive end. But, man, you talk about the power, the explosiveness, the hands. I mean, he had that boy out there shaking ass, man.
Bro, his bend is like a bend you will never see, bro, at DM, bro. That boy's touching, his shoulder pad touching the dirt. When he been around that edge, bro.
Violence in the hands, man.
Yes.
Hey, that boy was at Tootsie's last night, man. I felt bad for him after a while. Man, you out here shaking ass. And ain't nobody throwing not a nail dollar at your ass.
No, he had him on skates, bro.
He had him looking silly out there. You know, and Bane and Mezzador, they did the little press conference together. And hey, Bane was popping his shit, man. You got to get Bane got that Miami in him. He got that chip on his shoulder. My boy got that hairline of a mechanic. I love to see it, man. He built for this shit. He born for this shit. And he take notes. That's the other thing, real
y'all
quick.
Y'all saw his little fucking Notre Dame paperwork?
Yeah. Hey, and them boys heard what y'all said of Notre Dame podcast. Unintelligent thugs. Boy, y'all boys got, woo! Shout out to Grant, man. Grant to do all the Kings clips, man. He put that up. That shit had, last I looked, it was like 1.6 million views, boy. Y'all got cooked. All them boys deleted all this shit. They got out of town. Well, the boys saw that shit.
They said they even like took their podcast off the internet.
Yeah, they gone.
Yeah, they done.
They gone. That ain't not much hate they gonna get from their own fan base. You don't give us no fuel. We don't need no fuel, bro. And you gave it to us. Them boys love every bit of that. They said, I forget who put it up. They said, but we just a bunch of unintelligent thugs. Hey.
And him and Mezzador close out the game.
Man,
that's not no coincidence. That's not no coincidence.
Boys threw up the little fighting Irish at the end with the little fisticuffs. that was a great moment, man.
It's IG. He said, "Oh, just a bunch of unintelligent thugs."
Okay, yeah, real shit. Great game, man. In and out. Things improved upon, obviously, but that was week one. We'll see some time to get better with the receivers, and I think you'll see the tight end get utilized more. You know, in defense, I think outside of one busted play, I don't think there's a whole lot to really concern ourselves with. You know, maybe a little bit of cleanup in coverage in general with the linebackers. Poiser at times looked like he might have been a little out of place.
At one point, you know, he did have the DBs playing back off a lot. I don't like that. I like keep pressure, keep them up close, man. Yeah, I didn't like, you know, he had OJ and Xavier back there playing deep. I'm like, no, man, get up. You know
I feel like he might have been doing that too, like to try to make Notre Dame take a shot for a pick.
Yeah. At that point, I think that's when we put Fitzgerald in too, because they know he's a ball hawk. But the corners were as advertised, everything we were hoping for. I was so glad we played a nice rotation. That keeps everybody involved. It keeps everybody hungry and wanting to stay out there. You know, it's easy, especially in this transfer portal age, to be like, I ain't getting the snaps. You know, I'm about to hit the road. You know,
hey, we deep on defense, bro. We deep.
Yeah. And you know, that's the thing. Y'all be prepared. Notre Dame fans gonna tell y'all if we'd have played y'all late in the year, we'd have whooped y'all. Y'all go ahead.
They already saying it. They already.
Yeah, it's all you know. They just like them Gators fans. They love hypothetical.
Same
damn
shit.
Damn the fact that. Is week one for both teams. I mean,
bro, it's crazy, bro.
Ain't no excuses. Set that soft ass shit up, bro.
Line that shit up and be ready, man.
You had every opportunity to be ready to win that game. They didn't. That soft ass shit out of here. Going home. Take your last whoop. Impressive all around. I like the team. I like a lot of things we've seen, and I think it's only going to be up from here. So we'll shift gears to Bethune-Cookman. Obviously, we don't need to get into those scores or anything like that. It'll be, this is the Ed Reed Bowl.
They say it's only 1,000 tickets left for that darn game.
Yeah, it ain't going to be that many people in there.
It ain't. I know it ain't, but.
Be about $30,000 in there. That'd be 7 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, if it was earlier, I actually was going to try to slide. But I got to go to work the next day. So I'm like, ah, forget it. It's on my birthday. So I was like, I tried to talk the old lady into it. I was like, man, come on. You know, that's my birthday, man. You know, with my birthday, that shit don't mean the same as her birthday.
I thought your birthday was in October.
No, September 6th. Okay. Yeah, she can pull off. I can't pull off. I tried. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Dude's birthday don't mean nothing, man. They be like, nigga, what you talking about celebrating?
They be like, hey, you a grown man. Who give a fuck?
Sentiments, not sentiments, exactly. Give a shit about it.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. I guess we'll just go quick round robin, man. Just what you want to see in the Bethune game, this we all know it's just a scrimmage basically. So, what would you?
I'll go first. No injuries.
No injuries. It can't hurt. We had a trip, fall, twist an ankle coming off the bus. That's no probably the biggest shot.
No injuries, and just that's when Dawson gonna do some little play calls he didn't do for Notre Dame just to prep him up. That's all I need to see.
I want to see in the same vein of what you mentioned, I just want to see the pass game come alive a little bit, just so he could build rhythm and confidence. So I'd like to see Josh Moore, if we're going with him this early in the season, and that says that's somebody they trust. So I'd like to see Josh Moore, JoJo get a little more involved in the pass game.
Even
Bauman.
Yeah.
Just build that rhythm where Beck knows – the timing with those guys, where to look for them. We going to run, obviously. But first half, I like to see them just kind of toss it around the yard a lot and just work out the kinks. And then, second half, we go ahead and run it, drain the clock, and get on out of there. So that's kind of my biggest the biggest thing I'd like to see in that game in particular is just get the pass game tuned up a little bit more. What you got, D-Rock?
What I want to just see, I want to see what Luke Nickell does. I don't think we're going to see too much of Emery in this game, because I think they know what he can do. I want to see what Emery does. I want to see what the most of the backups.
What can Emery do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to see him. I want to see what
hand that ball does. Off.
Emery, yeah. Bring me to the office, son.
Yeah,
I'm begging you. So, to the altar, man.
Yeah, so that's really it. Ain't too much, man. Just injury free. That's all. Just be injury free.
No doubt. X, anything you trying to kind of look forward to in this one?
I'm looking forward to seeing the beautiful ladies out there on Saturday, man.
Hey, that's some real shit.
They have some beautiful babies out there. But nah,
I can attest. Man, allegedly.
Just want to see the young guys. I want to see the young guys get out there and have some fun, man. These are the games that they could play a lot in. Get out there, have fun, enjoy it, because it's not gonna be as much pressure in this game as it will be in other games. So I just want to see them go out there and have fun. Play the game that they love when they get the opportunity. That's it.
No doubt. Oh, you know what? I asked you this real quick before we get out of here. Recruits was in the building. We had a few guys that are high on the flip board, James Johnson. Derek Cooper was there. I ain't putting no stock in that Cooper shit. I think that's a wrap. And it's cool.
Well, the Cooper and James Johnson situation is probably going to be the same. Both of them are money grabs. So Miami going to have to – they want to play the money game with both of them.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you got to see what Texas is willing to do. I think he's playing the money game also. So.
Yeah. Good show, good turnout in general. I don't know. You know, it was just one game. So – you know, Texas is going to be hard to outdo. They're going to spend that bread. So if it just comes down to money, I think wisely, we're going to be a little more conservative with freshmen. And I'm not mad at that. I get it. It looks cool for the recruiting rankings and this, that, and the other. But in all fairness,
it's showing what we're doing is working, though.
Right. Yeah. Them stars don't mean but so much when you get out there and you're playing grown men. When you 18 and 19 years old and you playing 24-year-olds, it's a little bit different. And some do rise to that occasion and can stand on that. It's tough, though. So,
man, you know, get the players that fit your system, man.
Right. Yeah, and want to be there. You know, we'll see. I anticipate they'll flip something as time goes on. I saw something. I think Wilt Fong dropped a flip for Kenton Dobson. That one kind of caught me by surprise, but I heard there's a money thing on that one too.
I won't really get in too much with that because I just spoke with the dad, okay. Probably a couple hours ago. It's kind of tricky, you know what I'm saying? But I guess so. Now they putting out it's a money thing. I won't say it's a money thing only. That's just the initial talk because they think Belichick and them is going to throw money his way, which they are. But
is it a play right away thing?
No, it's not even about a play right away thing either. It's a lot. Like I ain't gonna say what I want to say online because I told
you. No doubt.
Y'all, facts.
I feel you. We'll see what the business is on that one. I think he's a good player. I like seeing him in this class. We'll see how it ultimately plays out. But. Hell, we get out of here on that note, man. Like I said, no deep dive on Bethune-Cookman. We'll just kind of we'll get that one out of the way. We'll get back to you guys next week. You know, talk about how bad we whooped their ass for Ed. And, you know.
Hey, Larry, go ahead and close it out. What you said about the playoffs?
Hey, man. I see you in the playoffs, bitch. Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.